The holidays are quickly approaching. Don't wait until the last minute to get a gift. Head over to giftingmap.com today. Giftingmap.com. You're listening to Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
It is the Wednesday edition of Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. We talked some baseball, some NFL trades, and let's continue the NFL side of things and talk to the former head coach of the Raiders, Oakland, and L.A. from 1979 to 1987. He is Tom Flores. He joins us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Tom, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Pretty good, Matt. Pretty good, but then not so good because I still have to watch all these games, and I'm dying watching my team. God almighty. I never thought this was going to happen, but boy, it's happening. Ugh.
So how do you see where the future lies for the Raiders? Is there hope, or is there still just so much murkiness and unknown uncertainty right now that it's difficult to see a path to success or a light at the end of the tunnel, if you will?
Well, right now, it's pretty hard to do that. It's hard to see any kind of light right now because of what they've done. It's pretty obvious what's going on right now. They're getting ready for the future, with five number one draft choices in the next 2 years. They're counting on that. That's very powerful. And then making room, a lot of space with the salary cap. So they're setting themselves up to make to strengthen their team pretty good. And it's kind of obvious that they're probably getting ready for Vegas, the future. But I don't know all that for a fact, but it's just this conjecture. I'm still around the team. I still watch them every Sunday. I was there last Sunday, and they just don't have the firepower right now because they've cleaned out most of the draft choices that they've gotten. They only have two number ones left on that field.
Ugh. I'm not trying to get you in trouble or try to get you to speak ill will of anybody, but you're a coach. You coached in this league. Do you see the fight in the players? Are they showing up? Are they playing hard? Or are they just kind of burnt to the ground right now as to what's happened around them?
Well, I don't think they haven't quit. When I watch a game, I usually watch the players. I watch the body language. I watch them when they're not in the game, and they're still playing as hard as they can, but they just don't have the key players with the experience right now. To do better than they're doing. Derek Carr had one of probably his best game of the year last Sunday, but they couldn't stop. And offensively, they moved the ball quite well, but they weren't able to stop anybody. And Indianapolis just rolled right down the field, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So they're still, they haven't thrown the towel in. I don't think so. I don't think John Gruden's that kind of guy anyway. But it makes it hard because, right now they're halfway through the season. And at the latter in December, that's when it's going to be hard if they're still playing like this because, that's starting to wind up and these guys are starting to think of where am I going to be next year.
Right. It's a week-by-week thing now with the Raiders, I think. And I'm not John Gruden, but I'm imagining he's trying to get them to not think about the record and just think about going ahead and playing each game in front of them. But, San Francisco, the 49ers, in the Bay Area, this is a pride game. It's a rivalry game. How big is tomorrow night in your mind? And do the Raiders need to get a victory to quiet down their fans?
I think so. Raider Nation is a pretty strong nation. But still, they can get disappointed. They can get mad at us. They got mad at us when we moved to L.A., but they still came to the games. They got the fans down in L.A. got mad when they went back to Oakland, but they still come up to the games every week, and they'll get mad when they go to Vegas, but they'll still go to Vegas because the Raider Nation is a strong nation. It's my team. I can get mad at them, but you can't get mad at them. Going to a Raider game is like going to a Halloween party every weekend.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear. We can't wait to see it here in Vegas. And you mentioned it, and it's something that I've talked about since John Gruden got the job. Look, they gave him a 10-year contract, and I understand that to get him out of the broadcast booth, it was hard to do that. And the Raiders wanted to, you know, Mark Davis wanted him as the head coach, so he had to give up some real length here. But by giving a coach a 10-year, tenure. To me, it kind of meant that Vegas was the ultimate idea in getting a team ready to go for Vegas. So these next 2 years are kind of, I don't want to say throwaways, but they're about getting the team ready. Is that how you saw the Khalil Mack and the trade for Amari Cooper, that this is about the future and getting young pieces and not paying some guys? You know, you're already paying your quarterback, and we'll see how long they do that, but not paying the current stars, but rather go and get the future stars?
Well, it's pretty obvious right now that that's one of the things that they were doing with Khalil Mack, especially because he was going to draw a big number, and the Raiders have never been a cash team with a lot of cash because of their lease situation there in Oakland and the stadium situation, but in subsequent deals and the cuts it kind of became pretty obvious what was going on, and that's a tough thing to do, but they got to think about the future, and who knows what's going to happen. They didn't ask my opinion, so I didn't give it. I just watched the team. I watched a team that I've been attached to over 50 years in pro football. It's my team.
Right.
Whatever they do, it's still my team.
Coach, you know, when you were in the business, and I'm sure you had players that were upset with you at times, and the media culture back in the 70s and 80s was a little bit different than it is right now, but how concerning is it that players are going to media members and multiple players are going to media members and they're saying things to the media about their displeasure and their unhappiness as to where the current team is?
Well, you never like them to talk, you know, poorly about badly about the team, because in today's marketplace, everything that you do is on YouTube or on some kind of television, some kind of radio. So there's nothing that goes unnoticed, and you don't want to upset the locker room, because the locker room is your sanctuary. That's where you. You know, develop your team. That's where you develop camaraderie, whatever, you know, the old saying, whatever happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. Well, not anymore, unfortunately, not anymore. And you have to be very careful. And some of these young guys have never been exposed to it coming out of college, this kind of scrutiny, and all of a sudden it's there, this kind of freedom. And they can get them in trouble with their teammates and with their coaches, and it can get pretty riled up in that locker room. So you got to have strong leadership. But right now, you know, they're a very young team in some ways, and I don't know how strong their veteran leadership is right now.
It's a great point. And some of the guys who've been there for a while are now gone. Well, what do you make of the quarterback in Derek Carr, and what do you make of his future? Do you see him as the quarterback long term for the Raiders?
Well, I don't know. You know, I was since he broke his ankle, what was that? 3 years ago? 2 years ago? 2 years ago? He hadn't been the same, but he started looking pretty good the other day. No quarterback that is getting knocked down every play, that doesn't have time to throw, is going to do well. I mean, even the great ones are going to have some problems. You saw what happened Sunday with the protection. You have two rookie tackles. They played a pretty good game against your really premier pass rushing teams. They're gonna struggle a little bit. And so is David Carr. I mean Derek Carr. So I think he's got. I'm surrounded by the right people. Yes, I think he's had some pretty good years. I mean, 2 years ago they were talking about MVP this time of year for him,
right.
And now
right.
they're just questioning whether he's going to make it through.
Yeah, I like the talent. I like him as a quarterback. I just wonder the contract they gave him. They can save $15 million on the salary cap next year if they were to release him in the offseason. And I just wonder if they're going to move Amari Cooper and move Khalil Mack. I just wonder if Derek Carr is the next one to go for that team and to save them.
Well, you know, you have to think about it. I'm sure they have to think about it because that's the nature. That's the nature of this business now with the salary cap issues with the five number ones. If there's that great quarterback, you know, like the kid that came along in Kansas City, wow, what a year he's having.
Right.
So, you have to think about it, whether you want to or not. Even if you like the kid tremendously, you have to think about it. But on the other hand, you have to have some stability, and that's one area where you want to be stable. That's one area where you want to be secure, the quarterback, because and surround him with the right players.
Yeah. And Coach, I get you out here on this. You know, we spent so much time in the preseason worrying about the helmet-to-helmet contact and the late hits on the quarterbacks and everything the defensive players were doing. It seems like that topic has gone away. Is that because the referees aren't calling it, or is it because the players on defense understand what's going to be called?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. Really, when you have an off season where you have changed some of the rules, and some of them were changed dramatically, especially the protection rules, the helmet to helmet, there's going to be an adjustment time for the players and the officials because through the preseason they're going to call it very closely to get the players used to it. And then as the season progresses, it gets smoothed out because you're doing a better job calling it or not calling the plays that aren't flagrant, and the players and officials both. So I think you see that almost every year. And, the one thing that you also see early in the year is sloppy tackling. Yeah. And that gets better as the year progresses because you're doing it live. You don't do it live anymore in practice. And that shows on the field.
Coach, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate you coming on.
All right, guys. You be good.
That is Coach Tom Flores, former coach of the Oakland Raiders, joining us on the Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline, giving us his insight into where the Raiders are. I think he's seeing it perfectly clearly and perfectly correctly. I think this is a team that's building for Vegas. And I just think Derek Carr is not going to be this team's quarterback next year. I think they're going to move on from him, and I think they're going to try to build it in the model of the Rams and build it in the model of the Chiefs. He mentioned Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff, same situation. They want the ability to control young quarterbacks playing at a high level, not making big money. Derek Carr, unfortunately, is one of those guys. I think he makes perfect sense for the New York Giants. Perfect sense. Whether it be grabbing a hold of him in free agency if he's on the market, if he gets cut and he's open, he's available, or working a trade out to go ahead and getting him. But I think the Giants are the most logical place for Derek Carr to wind up. He'll go with Pat Shurmur, who'll go with the quick strike offense. I think you'll see that offense explode with Derek Carr. That's what he does. Your quick strike, get the football, get rid of it, find your receivers, move the ball, much like Case Keenum did with the Vikings last year. I think the same thing could happen if Derek Carr wound up going with Pat Shurmur with the New York Giants. We got a lot to come, including an in-studio guest. We're going to talk to a guy who started a company here in Vegas, which is really, really cool, called Jot Shots. We'll get to that. We got our team of the day, which is going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars, a conversation coming up with Jalen Ramsey, and more college football. We haven't even touched on the rankings yet in college football. Much to come. It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio.